special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. We are teeing it up. News, interviews, and fun for everyone interested in golf here on Tee to Green. Hello, fellow golfers. Welcome. I'm Debbie O'Connell with producer Robert DeCosa, the Duke in Master Control. Jay Ritchie is off this week. We are locked and loaded for another great edition of Tee to Green. I hope you had a chance to tee it up in a warm climate, or maybe you played indoors in a simulator this week. The LPGA and PGA Tours were teeing it up, and I will report on those at the end of the show. With us today on Tee to Green, we have the founder and co-host of the Par Train podcast, Evan Singer. Have you ever felt frustrated on the golf? Or maybe that one bad hole will send your game into a spiral? Evan's show is the number one mental podcast and is the most followed mental golf platform on social media. Evan's mission? To help frustrated golfers enjoy the ride again. And he believes that if you can smile through bad golf, you can smile through anything. Later in the show, we'll be joined by LPGA Tour star Brittany Lincecome. If you'd like to hit the ball farther, you're in the right place. With the nickname Bam Bam, Brittany has 8 professional wins, including 2 majors. She's a 6-time member of the United States Solheim Cup team. She's juggling it all as a wife and mother of 2. So get ready for another great show on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots, oh Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's the longest running network golf show, Tee to Green. Now on Sirius XM Channel 217 and Sirius XM app. You can also catch us streaming live every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on sportsbyline.com. Debbie O'Connell teeing it up and talking golf with our first guest, Evan Springer, right here on Tee to Green. So buckle up and get ready for an amazing show with America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Well, golfers listen because we speak their language on Tee to Green Radio Show. Welcome. I'm Debbie O'Connell. Thanks for listening, and thank you again for being the most important part of what we do every week, talk golf. Later in the hour, LPGA Tour star Brittany Lincecum will be here. She is juggling it all as wife and working mother of two. She has 8 professional victories, including 2 majors, both ending in a leap into Poppy's Pond at Mission Hills Country Club. Our first guest is ready to go on Tee to Green guest line. I'm excited to welcome Evan Singer, the founder and co-host of the #1 mental game golf platform, The Par Train, a podcast community that also helps frustrated golfers enjoy the ride again on and off the course. They believe if you can learn to smile through bad golf, you can smile through anything. I think we'd all agree. Listeners get to hear interviews with PGA Tour pros, best-selling authors, CEOs, mental coaches, the everyday golfer, and more to make the hardest game in the world feel easy and help you get out of your own way. The Par Train is the #1 golf podcast in Mexico, New Zealand, Switzerland, Finland, Singapore, and still counting. Evan worked for companies like TaylorMade, the NFL, and Uber. He now has his own consulting company that helps golf brands with their marketing and trains employees on how to manage stress and perform. Evan, I am so excited to welcome you to Tee to Green.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.
We had a chance to meet because you had invited me to be on your podcast, which is phenomenal. I love how you help people and support people. Can you share the story behind the Par Train and how it got started? And specifically, what inspired you to create a platform focused on the mental side of golf?
Yeah, it's actually a funny story. My co-host and I actually gave a wedding speech at our mutual best friend's wedding. I was the childhood best friend. He was the college best friend. They played college golf together. And we gave a speech. There might have been a blonde wig involved at the rehearsal dinner. And not to pat ourselves on our own back, but it went pretty well. And we made a lot of people laugh. And we finished the speech, and we're like, that was really fun. We had so much chemistry with the microphone. We should do something together. And then the universe started giving me little signs of people would say, you know, you should have a podcast, or have you ever thought about starting a podcast? And I'm like, yeah, I have. You know, you get those little nudges. And so we started it 8 years ago simply because of a wedding speech.
That's amazing. That, what a great story. And then you turned it into a mental game side of golf. What prompted that part?
Well, that's, yeah, so it didn't actually start that way. It started as more general PGA Tour talk with a comedic tone. And then, you know, one day I was like, what do I really love? Like, I might never have the access as a PGA Tour podcast or a Barstool Sports, right? And I always thought that our strength was interviewing and curiosity and having the common golfer kind of, you know, on the forefront of everything. And, you know, I told you on our show before we started recording, I was obsessed when I was 16 years old. I was the guy hiding from everyone that I was going to the self-help aisle in the Barnes and Nobles and different bookstores and reading every book I could find. So I started my own mental journey when I was 16 years old. I'm 37 now. I've been going to my own coach for years. People would ask me how I'm so positive. I actually led a training program at Uber to help them with their culture internally. So, and that's not what my job title was. It's just something that I was always super passionate about. And one day we did a mental game episode. We have a mini series called Chipping Away where we just go really deep on one topic. And the mental game episode performed as well as anything. And I remember finishing the recording and thinking, like, wow, that was, like, awesome, you know? And it felt so much more natural than trying to come up with, like, funny segments. You know, I can be funny, but I'm not, like, a comedian. I'm not naturally hilarious, where I think getting really deep with people and understanding what makes them tick and why did this terrible thing that happened to them change their life for the better, and being really curious and asking good questions, like, that's what comes naturally for me. So we just kind of shifted from there, probably 2 or 3 years in.
I would define you as, like, the whole package. It's been so neat to get to know you. I imagine we have the same books on our shelves, and it's a passion of mine as well. But the whole package, because I've been following you on Instagram, and you are very funny on Instagram. So it's you have both. So that's what I think makes it so fun and intriguing for all of your followers, listeners, viewers. It's great, and we're going to give everybody your information so they know where to find you, because it's just phenomenal. Now, you often say the PAR Train's mission is to help golfers enjoy the ride. Can you explain what it means to you and how it applies both on and off the golf course for all of us to enjoy the ride?
Yeah, you know, I think it's inherent trust and faith that no matter what is happening, it's leading me to where I'm supposed to go. And I know it sounds a little bit meta and whatever, but I find that in my life, when I look back on some of the worst, lowest times of my life, it's now led me to this. So if I'm supposed to learn things, you know, I one of my favorite quotes is, there's no such thing as failure, only succeeding at finding out what doesn't work. So if we let go, and trust me, I struggle with this every day too. I have to constantly remind myself. That's why I have a hat with Enjoy the Ride on it. That's why I have my glove with Enjoy the Ride on it. But I think if you're inherently knowing that everything is pointing you in the direction you're supposed to go, and things that are happening are teaching me something, it's easier to get to a place of enjoying the ride. But as we talked about on my show, you can't go from feeling miserable to convincing yourself to enjoy the ride, right? That's too big of a jump. I think the principles that I love and what we talk about is, how can I go from misery to a little bit less misery? and then focus on something productive, and then have faith that, you know, I'm learning something, and get curious and take that learning to the next shot and the next shot, and suddenly you're looking at your surroundings and you're having a great time without trying to, right? I think that's where the magic is.
Yeah, and your quote reminded me of Tony Robbins' quote that says, life happens for you, it doesn't happen to you. And with that belief, as you shared, very similar, you have this incredible different outlook. Now let's talk about some of the people you've interviewed, best-selling authors, CEOs, and everyday golfers. Is there a memorable moment or guest whose insights actually surprised you and maybe helped you go even deeper?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. And the answer, I mean, Bob Rotella is the easy one to say. He's our number one episode. He was just an amazingly confident and just funny guy. Like the word that comes to mind when I talk to Dr. Bob Rotella is swagger. Like, I understand why the best athletes in the world, like Rory McIlroy or LeBron James, go see him. But I'd say maybe even more than Dr. Bob Rotella, the biggest pinch me moment was probably World Series MVP David Freese. You know, I'm from St. Louis, and baseball's everything there. And to get the, like, hometown hero, World Series MVP, on my show and talking about how did this guy, I mean, he wasn't even one of the best players on the team. Like, he barely played that year. And to hear his process of how he lasered in with two strikes, and somehow led us to a World Series single-handedly, had some of the most memorable home runs in baseball history. And to hear his process of what he did to get himself, I mean, there was still doubt there. That's what's crazy. And he still had to fight through that and focus on his keys in the moment that helped him go from a fringe starter to World Series MVP. And then the best part about that episode was to hear someone go from the peak of a sport to feeling like a beginner in retirement to being on the tee box and being a 15-plus handicap and feel like he's never been an athlete before with golf. That was an amazing dichotomy to hear that humility and the parallels between, you know, a baseball with the game on the line and a golfer with water right.
There's so many parallels. We are talking with Evan Singer, the founder and co-host of the Par Train podcast. Stay with us because Evan is going to stick around with more great advice. So don't go away.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one?
Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Tea to Green. Our guest is Evan Singer, the founder and co-host of the number one mental golf platform, The Par Train. It's a podcast and a community helping frustrated golfers enjoy the ride both on and off the golf course. So, Evan, your platform has millions of monthly impressions and a huge social media following. Why do you think The Par Train resonates so strongly with golfers around the world?
That's a good question. You know, I actually just had someone email me looking for mental coaching, and I'll never forget what he said to me. I've never heard it be summed up this way. He said, you know, I've listened to other shows, and those shows or platforms feel like it's a psychologist talking about golf, where you guys sound like you're golfers talking about psychology. And I think that might be it. I think the magic of the show is, you know, we'll have someone from Keith Mitchell on the PGA Tour to World Series MVP to Dr. Bob Vertella, but sometimes a 12 handicap coming on the show, a lot of times performs even better. And we call them mental game roundtables, and we have someone on. We've had someone on before that wanted to quit the game, and they came on the show, and the next day shot an 80. And, you know, we're off and running. So, you know, I think that's why. I think people relate to our real stories. You know, Matt, my co-host, and I, we're talking through our games as much as we are talking about theories and tactics and habits. And I think people relate to that. And I think we're all just these crazy people that love this crazy game. You know, one of my best friends yesterday literally just texted me, popped the ball 6 times in the fairway and made a hole in one later in the round. Like, what other game does that? It's a crazy game.
It is. It challenges you in every emotion you have, for sure. So in your experience, what are the biggest mental hurdles that the average golfer is struggling with today?
You know, Dr. Bob Vertella summed it up really well. He told us, when you're playing golf, well, he said it this way, actually. It was really funny. He said, you know, I have so many people that come up to me and tell me how much they love the game. Oh, Dr. Bob, I read your books. I watch the PGA Tour. I get custom clubs. I'm cleaning my clubs before rounds. I have all this new gear. But he said, so you love golf pretty much every other time other than when you're playing it. And he challenged people. He said, you don't love golf if you expect golf to be a game of perfect and you only enjoy it when you hit a good shot. right? So he said, if you're playing golf and it feels like work instead of a game, then it's probably time to take a look at the way you think about things. And playing off of that, I think, you know, I think the number one thing that everybody does that gets them in a tough spot, myself included, is we get caught up in what we don't want to happen, and we don't spend any energy focused on what we want to happen. And I know better than anyone, it's really easy to do that when you don't have confidence that you can achieve the good thing. But man, I've had some of the lowest experiences of my life, and I forget about my swing for 5 seconds, and I get really focused on the target, and somehow I feel like I black out and I hit one down the middle, and I just start laughing. I'm like, oh yeah.
That's the key, isn't it? Get out of your own way. Because typically what happens is if someone's struggling, they get tighter, they try to swing harder, and they start thinking about the technical aspects of their swing. And every one of those things will make it worse, as besides yep. the energy and frustration, the cortisol that comes in, that stress hormone. So what do you love? You talked about what Bob Rotella said, so many people love the perfect shot. What is it that you love about golf, Evan?
You know, Debbie, I think the thing that I love the most about the game has actually gotten me into some of the most trouble. I love the mental challenge of it, and I love that it was a mental practice for me, that I could watch my thoughts for 4 hours, and I could watch my fears, and I could watch my negative self-talk, and I could let it pass, and I could still succeed. And I think I turned the game into a bit of a mental challenge. And as our platform grew, if I did not overcome the mental challenge, or I really struggled and I couldn't get out of my own way and I let things spiral, I got really hard on myself and I had a worse time, because I measured my experience based on how well of a job I did mentally. And so on days that I didn't perform well, it's just like a tour pro or anyone identifying with their score. I was identifying with how well I handled myself mentally, especially when people started to know who I was and started to watch me to see if I practiced what I preached. And that, you know, became a lot of pressure that I put on myself. And so so now I think I've tried to change what I love about the game. I think it's just so cool that I could imagine something in my head, and even just one time, match it perfectly, and just hitting the shot perfectly. Rory McIlroy actually said, we did a video on this and a podcast on it, how recently Rory admitted at the Pebble Beach, the AT&T Pro-Am, that he recently realized that he got intoxicated with wowing people with his shot making, and how playing a little bit more like Scottie Scheffler, i.e. boring golf, just limiting mistakes, instead of needing to wow ourselves with our abilities and the shots, you know, may not have been the best formula to Rory winning tournaments. So, you know, I think that's a great reminder. Like, even Rory struggled with it. The guy that is arguably the most gifted swinger of the golf club in the last 10 years, you know, it's tough for him to swing lighter or manage his misses or not hit driver everywhere and maybe take less club. So, but with that being said, I think my favorite part is probably hitting a perfect shot and seeing what I had in my mind come to fruition.
Well, Jack Nicklaus was great at that, visualizing his shot, and he said he only hit about 5 or 6 of those perfect shots around. So when we nail one, it is exciting. We are talking with Evan Singer, the founder and co-host of the number one mental game platform in golf, The Par Train. So, Evan, every golfer, well, seemingly every golfer, hits a slump at some point. What's your best advice for someone who's frustrated and ready to throw in the towel, like that guest you had on your show, or maybe they're struggling with the yips and they feel like they're in this, what many people will label as, a slump?
Yeah. I think it comes down to getting back to basics and recognizing what you're bringing to the slump, right? Like, I've made this mistake so many times where I even do this with in life, where I'll come to an interaction with family or friends or work situation and wonder, you know, is this going to be the time that I have a transformative experience, or maybe this person won't bother me as much? Is this going to be the time that I finally fix my game, right? Is this going to be the time that I finally don't block one OB right, right? And that's just a lot of pressure going in. And so with the player that almost quit, you know, we basically had him, one of my favorite exercises, Debbie, that anyone can do is talk to me about, or you can even write it down yourself, talk about what happened in your best round and really outline what happened in your worst. And usually what happens in the worst is we're focused on our swing the entire time. We feel rushed. We're moving faster. We're super tight. And when we're having our best round, we're loose. We're not thinking about it at all. So I think getting really clear on what happens in those bad times help you start having some better habits moving towards something.
There we go. Well, Evan, we're going to have to go, but everyone follow the PAR train. Get on that train with Evan. It'll help your game. I thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thanks, Debbie.
All right, we'll be right back. Brittany Lincecum is next on Tee to Green, so stay with us.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to Tea to Green Radio Show, the longest running network golf radio show in America. I am so excited to welcome our next guest, LPGA Tour star Brittany Lincecum. She has the nickname Bam Bam because she's one of the longest hitters to ever play on the LPGA Tour. She has 8 professional wins, including 2 majors. She's a 6-time member of the United States Solheim Cup team. She also hosts an annual Brittany and Friends Charity Pro-Am, which netted $262,000 at this year's 18th annual event. We have so much more to share and talk about with Brittany. Let's get to it. Bam Bam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Debbie, thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you on. It's been a while. We did, you were on a magazine that I had produced a long time ago, Ladies Links for Golf. We did a corporate event together. It's just great to hear your voice and hear your energy right through the line, and I know everyone can hear that. So, Brittany, let's go back. You joined the LPGA Tour at just 18 years old in 2005. Looking back in your 20-year journey, what has been the biggest key for you to stay competitive and motivated all of these years?
Honestly, I think just being a competitor, like whether it's playing ping pong or tennis, you know, whatever it was growing up, like I just want to win and I have that competitive edge, and that has always driven me in golf to want to get better, want to play better, be in contention on Sunday. So just to put the work in to have that opportunity, that has definitely been the driving force.
Did that happen to start with you competing with 2 older brothers your entire life?
Probably. Definitely where I get my links from. You know, they never gave me any advantage. I always had to play the back tees with them, and probably because I could beat them at an early age, so they weren't giving me any, you know, head start or any type of advantage. So, yeah, probably back when I was 9, 10, 11, 12 years old.
We have so many golfers who are listening. This is a show about golf, and I imagine every one of them wants to hit the ball farther. Can you give them some advice on how to hit the ball farther? What is your key besides going to play with people from the back tees and trying to beat them?
Well, I think for myself, you know, I obviously learned how to swing fast, swing hard at an early age, so that definitely helps. You know, and I think young players, I always tell them to swing hard. It's hard to learn speed when you get older. So if you can learn that at a young age, especially these young kids coming up, like that is great. We can work on finding the fairway later. But if you don't teach, you know, swinging fast, swinging hard, it's kind of hard to develop. So that's definitely good for the younger ones. The older friends listening, you know, making sure your club is properly fit for you is huge. You know, a lot of people like to go to your local shop or a local Dick's Sporting Goods and just grab something off the rack, which, you know, is not the best. You know, getting properly fit is huge. And also just doing a little bit of either strength training or even flexibility training, that is another big one. You know, when you go take a lesson from your pro, if you can't get into the positions that they're trying to get you into, you're never going to be able to swing properly. So if you can build a little bit of flexibility, I think that's very helpful.
There's so much talk about all of that today, right? The golf fitness part, and such a key to game. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. Now, Brittany, you have 8 career wins, 2 majors. What stands out as about winning a major? And I would love you to take everyone back, just in case they forget, your first major at it was Mission Hills Country Club. And those of you who are older, the old Dinosaur, which has changed names, the Kraft Nabisco, the ANA, now the Chevron. It's changed names often. You won it with 2 different names. You won there twice. Talk about the first win of that major, your first major win.
Yeah, they're both pretty similar, actually. You know, being a youngster, you know, I love going for par fives. I mean, still to this day, honestly, like who doesn't love going for a par 5 and 2? So in my head, it was just a hybrid. You know, I'm like, just get it on the green. We'll 2-putt. We'll make a birdie and just kind of see what happens. I was 1 down, I believe, going into the 18th hole. So I was like, let's just give ourselves the best chance to make a birdie. not thinking I was going to hit the career shot of my life, to, 5 feet, and then have a chance to make an eagle to win by one. So it was pretty incredible. You know, my heart is racing so fast. You know, I'm high-fiving the people in the crowd on my way up to the putting green, and just trying to take sips of water to slow my heart rate down. I felt like I would have loved to have had like a whoop back then, just to see how fast my heart was actually going. But it was pretty incredible.
And then at Mission Hill, the big celebration for both of those majors as you jump into Poppy's Pond. What was that like? It was a tradition started many years ago with Amy Alcott and Dinah Shore herself, where Amy said to Dinah, if I win, Amy said to her, if I win, you're going to jump in that water with me. And she noticed when Dinah showed up that day, she didn't have her traditional white pants on. She had black pants. And she said, oh, my gosh, she's ready to jump in the pond. And Amy went out and won, and they jumped in the pond. Share that experience with you, because you don't jump in by yourself.
No, it is one of the coolest traditions on the LPGA, and I'm grateful for the first player who won, and now it's moved to Houston, jumped in the pond there, and they're kind of keeping their tradition alive, which is amazing. But, yeah, to have the opportunity twice is really a dream come true. And the first time I did it, it was kind of like early-ish afternoon, but the water in Palm Springs, it was significantly colder than I was anticipating. You know, you think we're in the deserty like air, like it was warm outside, but the water was really cold. And then the second time, it was after a three-hole playoff with Stacey Lewis, so the water was even colder. But one of the coolest things, my dad got to do it with me, and my husband got to do it once. It's just a memory that I'll never forget.
Other memories you probably will always remember is the 6 times you played representing the United States of America on the Solheim Cup team. Now, many golfers struggle with first tee jitters. The first tee at the Solheim has got to bring it to another level. So how do you handle that? And then talk some about what the Solheim Cup means to you and all the players out there.
Yeah, you nailed it. You know, my first year was overseas and obviously in a new environment, hadn't played much out of the country. Now you're wearing the red, white, and blue colors. You represent your country. It's not about you anymore. It's about your team and your country. As Jerry Steinhauer came up to me and said, you might throw up on the first tee, and I didn't, but she was right. It was pretty darn close. There's emotions or something you don't normally feel on a daily basis, and it was a whole different experience and one that obviously I'll never forget, but any of the Solheims. Anytime you get to represent your country and wear those red, white, and blue colors, we haven't had the Olympics until recently, so that was our Olympics, and every player on those teams really, we love representing our country and representing everybody, and they're memories that I will never forget.
Feeling all of those nerves, feeling like you're about to throw up, and people have before, because they're so nervous in different areas of life, even, where you're so nervous, you actually need to let something out of your stomach. You're hoping the butterflies go. But help us handle that situation. What is the key to stepping up and still hitting a great shot?
I think I almost topped it, but somehow I got out there and it was great. But, it's hard. That's probably the hardest thing is the mental side of golf and learning how to handle your emotions. Like I said earlier about the drinking water, I try to drink water, slow my heart rate down, take slower breaths, long inhales, long exhales. I've counted to like a million, it felt like before, or I sing songs in my head with my caddy. Really anything that distracts you golf is sometimes 5-hour-plus rounds for us. So, you cannot focus that whole time. You just got to, when it's your time to hit that shot, you're dead focused, doing what you need to do. But after that, you let it go and it's, what are we having for lunch today? Or what are we having for dinner? Like, what are we going to do tomorrow? Anything to keep your mind off what you're doing is great.
Now, a lot of people struggle with slow play, and I read somewhere, so let me know if this is true, that in slow play, which you hate, you're a very fast player, you actually have Sudoku puzzles with you, so that if it's really backed up, you just take out a puzzle?
I do. I've had Sudoku, I've had crosswords. Which tournaments are going to be slow. Obviously, the majors are up there, too, just because the conditions are significantly harder. But, anything to kind of take my mind off of you, like I said, you can only focus for so many seconds, you know, during that shot. So you got to try to find something else to keep you occupied and pray you have a good caddy you can talk to, or maybe the caddy did something, you know, fun the night before so you can talk about it the next day.
Hey, great lesson for everyone. Quit blaming your bad golf on slow play. Just find a solution. For sure.
Exactly. Now, and there's so many poor players that would play better if they just played faster. It's really, truly incredible how much better they get if they play faster.
Great advice for everyone listening. If you happen to be one of those slow players, there's so much to balance just in the game itself and then doing it as a career. And then you throw in having a husband, you add in Emery and Sophia, a couple of daughters. How has motherhood changed your perspective on life on the tour?
You know, I really thought it was going to take that competitive edge away and just be like, you know what, there's a bigger picture. I have a beautiful family, and I, you know, it doesn't matter what happens on the golf course. Well, that's wrong. I think once being a competitor, you're always a competitor, and when you go out and you can't do the things that you used to do that I know I could do pre-kids, it's very frustrating. So I just try to remind myself, obviously, I would have never sacrificed having a family. I have always wanted to be a mom. It's the coolest thing ever. So to be able to bring them out on the road and show them a little bit of what I did for the last 20 years is a really cool thing. And but yeah, it's hard, you know. The mom guilt is a true thing, you know. I felt that a lot 2 weeks ago in Bradenton. I got a sponsor invite to play in my backyard, and the whole time it was just, wow, I felt guilty for taking time away from them. You know, there's only little for so long, and I felt like I needed to be home with them, even though, like, I wanted to compete and it was only 40 minutes down the road from my house. But it's a real thing. It's tough.
Well, consider you're being an amazing example for them on how to juggle it all, how to have an incredible career, how to go after dreams and succeed in what you're doing. Because I think is just as important as your time with them. And all of you moms out there, remember that. You're being just an amazing example for everyone. And what's great about the LPGA Tour is they have daycare out there for you, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They do. It's been amazing. You know, one of the daycare ladies has been out there the whole 20 years I've been on tour, so I've gotten to know her, like, pre-kids even. So obviously when I had my kids, I trusted her, you know, with everything, and felt very comfortable dropping them off and leaving them while I could still go do my job. Smuckers was a big supporter of ours, and we're actually looking for a new sponsor. So if anybody else out there wants to sponsor daycare, we're looking for somebody. But it's really great to be able to play the game that I love and have my career and not have to sacrifice having a family like they're taken care of every week on tour. It's really a cool thing.
Well, what are your plans for this year with the LPGA Tour? You're busy as can be. You played 16 times last year. What can we expect this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be significantly less. I will play Chevron probably next in April, just because I'm a past champion. I'm in that for life, which is really cool. And then probably something in the summer, you know, when Emery's out of school, maybe take her to Atlantic City, maybe Meyer, just a couple of weeks and just travel a little bit. And but it's really just kind of way cut back. You know, I'm enjoying being home. I've been volunteering at Emery's school. So it's been really cool.
Well, watch for Brittany Lincecum on the LPGA Tour. Thank you, Brittany, for being our guest today.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Have a great day, Brittany. Amazing person. Follow her, LPGA Tour, all year long.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Well, welcome back to Tee to Green, the fastest hour in golf. Let's get updated on the tours. Well, the LIV Tour is off, as well as the Champions Tour. They are off this week. But the exciting, exciting, record-breaking scoring at the LPGA event, the Honda LPGA Thailand, where American Angel Yin etched her name into women's golf tour history with a record-breaking victory at the LPGA Thailand tournament, securing her second tour title with this, catch this part, an all-time low winning score of 260. She beat Annika Sorenstam's longest standing record for the best 72-hole score on the LPGA. Congratulations, Angel Yin. She had a flawless round of 65 to finish at 28 under par, edging out Japanese rookie Aiki Aiwai by one stroke. On the PGA Tour, we have exciting, we'll have an exciting finish today. It's the Mexican Open. Aldrich Pachugalter is at minus 20, followed very closely. Brian Campbell is one shot behind, and Steven Yeager is at minus 17. So you can catch the action, early action, on ESPN Plus. They have exclusive early coverage. It's the PGA Tour Live. And also the Golf Channel will start airing at 1 p.m., and then CBS takes over at 3 p.m. So you can catch the action there for the PGA Tour. As I said, those other tours are off this week, but you can also tune in February 24th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, ESPN2, for the TGL League, the Sophie League with Tiger Woods and many other of his friends. So have an awesome week, everybody. Let's hope you get out there and play this week, whether you're in a warm weather climate or you're in a simulator. Go tee it up yourself this week and hit them long and hit them straight.